Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Golter dictating an endoscopy report on Dilesh Patidar, date of birth 2/9/1989, date of procedure November 15, 2023, procedure performed by Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Evgenia Golter, DO. Procedure performed is number 1, colonoscopy. Number 2, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indications are bloating, hemorrhoids, weight loss. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing a lesion, such as a malignancy, were all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated as per anesthesia service with monitored anesthesia care. Period. A well-lubricated Olympus video gastroscope is introduced into the esophagus and runs into direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination is made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus. Period. A retroflex view is obtained in the cardia. Period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. Period. Patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Period. A digital rectal exam was normal. While lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and confluence of fold. Period. Careful examination is made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, the rectum. Period. The TI was intubated and period on a remarkable. Period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum. Period. Bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score of 8, 2-3-3. Period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. Number 1, at upper endoscopy, next line, the esophagus appeared unremarkable. The Z line was mildly irregular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Biopsies were obtained to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of gastric erythema. Biopsies were obtained of the body and antrophrastology. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Papilla was unremarkable. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, at colonoscopy, next line, the TI appeared unremarkable. The visualized portion of the TI appeared unremarkable. Next line, no polyps were noted on this exam. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids. Next line, external hemorrhoids that were small were noted. Next line. Hemorrhoids were non-bleeding. Plan number 1, follow-up biopsy pathology. Number 2, recommend next colonoscopy at the age of 45 years old unless otherwise indicated earlier. Next line. We'll discuss hemorrhoidal treatments further in office on the follow-up visit.